This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is taking a scorched earth victory lap after his impeachment acquittal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
In an East Room packed with supporters, including congressional allies and cabinet members, the president unloaded on what he called unfair investigations and those who conducted them.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars.
Before holding up a newspaper headline about his acquittal.
Now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good.
He'd earlier stunned the crowd at the annual National Prayer Breakfast by painting himself and the nation as victims of dishonest and corrupt people. This time holding up two newspapers with banner headlines. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus. AP's Ed Donahue tells us why.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, another record day. Positive territory just before the close. The Dow was up 0.24%. The S&P had added 0.32%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.56%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has completed building a second new hospital to isolate and treat patients of a virus that has killed more than 560 people and continues to spread. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Chinese health authorities reported hundreds of deaths, and another sharp ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, said China is aware of its responsibility to protect the global community.
China is doing its best to safeguard global health.
The outbreak has also ensnared two cruise ships, with the passengers and crew now quarantined on the docked vessels in Hong Kong and Japan. 10 new passengers, including two Americans confirmed to have the virus, were escorted off the Diamond Princess at a port near Tokyo after 10 others were taken off the...
Government forces battled rebels and weathered Turkish artillery barrages Thursday as they entered a key town in northwestern Idlib province in a push. Seafielder has more.
Turkey's foreign minister is warning Russia that it must stem the Syrian government attacks immediately, adding that Ankara is determined to stop what it calls a human drama unfolding in Idlib. President Bashar al-Assad's swift military advance there has also caused yet another exodus of civilians towards the Turkish border. Russia, meanwhile, said militants confirming some of its troops were killed. Syrian forces backed by airstrikes have encircled and entered the town of Sarakib, witnesses and observers say. It lies at the junction of two main roads that Assad wants to bring under his control. Fighting in Idlib has accelerated despite several ceasefire attempts, the latest in January.
That's Lucy Fielder. A British monitoring group says Israeli missiles killed at least 23 pro-Iranian fighters near Damascus Thursday. Linda Gradstein reports.
The Syrian state news agency said that Syrian troops shot down a number of missiles. But Rami Abdurrahman of the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said there is more to the story. He said at least 23 fighters were killed, possibly including some Iranians, and that the missiles caused extensive damage. In the past, Israel has confirmed similar airstrikes, saying that Israel will not allow Iran to expand its control of Syria and will not allow weapons convoys to Hezbollah in Lebanon. This time, Israel did not confirm or deny its involvement in the air assault.
That's Linda Gradstein reporting. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.